there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Monday. We'll get to more phone calls, as we always do, best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you like, you didn't like. There was a lot to like last night, but there are a few things to dislike. We'll talk to Troy Aikman. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW and email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Also, the Fox NFL rules analyst Dean Blandino will stop by a little later on this hour. I hope Dean didn't go to a party yesterday. Can you imagine a rules official going to a party, a Super Bowl party, where you're bombarded with, hey, why was that call? Why was that not called? Is that holding? Is that helmet to helmet?
Where's your whistle?
You can watch on Peacock, our streaming partner. You can download the app and our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. So the Chiefs come back, beat the Eagles 38-35. Mahomes, the regular season MVP, Super Bowl MVP season. And Andy Reid said after the game that he is coming back. Jay Glazer had an interview with him pregame. And Andy, I think, left open the possibility that maybe he would retire, but he is coming back. Watch The Office like never before. The Office Superfan Season 6, now streaming on Peacock and NBC. And Peacock, of course, our streaming partner. Download the app and you can watch this program for free. I have a gambling podcast. Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. We have Bad Larry and we have Dylan, the graphics guy who works here. And then we have Shay and Irving. Well, I'm watching the game and I know that Dylan was betting on, would there be a kick that hit the goalpost, a doink? And we saw that early with Harrison Butker. Then he also bet that there would be an octopus. Now, I didn't even know what an octopus was. But if you score a touchdown, then have a two-point conversion, that's an octopus. That's 8 points, and an octopus has 8 tentacles. He got that right. He had the Chiefs winning. He got that right. He said that Hassan Reddick would have less than a half sack in the game. He got that right. Dylan crushed it in the Super Bowl. He also got the color of the Gatorade right with Andy Reid. All the important things when it comes to betting. But the gambling podcast, we release it every Thursday. Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble at danpatrick.com. Yes, Paul.
I was listening to you guys.
Oh, we're showing Dylan right now if you're watching on Peacock. Dylan, you deserve a victory lap. Yeah. You do.
I was listening to you guys record the podcast on Friday before we left. And I was like, did he just pick the Gatorade color? Because I didn't know that was a prop bet you could get. I did not know you could get a doink, that it hit the goalpost. Yeah. I did not know that was a prop bet either. And he was dead set that he really made these bets. Not someone who said it on a podcast. He's got the tickets.
Poll question for hour two, Seton O'Connor. Or well, give us the recap of hour one.
Okay, I'll give you the recap of hour one. I can give you the new one for hour two as well, Dan. I got both of those for
all
you.
All right.
If I will remember Super Bowl 57 most for Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, the halftime show or the officiating, only 6% of the audience going with the halftime show. That's disappointing. But it's pretty even between Patrick Mahomes and the officiating, which apparently go hand in hand anyway, so it makes sense.
I was okay with the halftime show. Like I'm not the biggest Rihanna fan, but like I appreciate anybody who's going to do something live in front of that kind of audience. And you know, she is pregnant while she's doing this, I guess. Well, at least that was the report that she was out there. So she's an entertainer. Hasn't done felt like her brand is more about clothing line and all the other accessories, not necessarily music. I thought it was kind of a surprise guest to have her, but it was okay. I thought there were going to be guests there. That was the biggest surprise. We're like, man, maybe we bring in some people here. Yes,
I think the surprise, yeah, was that she's pregnant again, and she just had a baby like 8 months ago, yeah. 9 months ago, something like that. Yeah. It's crazy too that she ran through just a ton of songs, yeah. Right? And it was like hit after hit after hit after hit. And she probably could have done a whole second set of also just as big a hits that she couldn't fit into the time frame. Mm. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, I didn't need to hear anymore. That was good. And I think Umbrella was written for Britney Spears initially. And then Rihanna came in and she made it a hit. But I think they initially wrote it for Britney Spears. And I think she decided not to do it or turned it down or whatever. Yeah, Paul.
Those glass platforms that she was on, those look like they were up like 50 feet in the air, weren't they? That wasn't like CGI or anything. That was real.
Yeah, I guess.
Pregnant, not pregnant, being suspended like that, and that was nuts.
There was one point, too, where they showed them towards the end, and she was going higher and higher and higher, and they'd had a little too much of a wobble for me, and yes. I get that I'm a little, the older I get, the more afraid of heights I'm getting, actually, which is a very strange thing to have develop, it feels like, but I was watching that, and it was like turning my stomach, where I was like giving me like vertigo, where I was like, yes. Oh my gosh, Rihanna, I'm going to pass out for you.
But didn't Gaga come in from the top of the stadium?
Yes.
Yeah.
And to watch that, I'm going, she could be, you know, all wired up there, but when Lady Gaga was jumping down, I was like, okay. I mean, I'm okay with just Chris Stapleton singing the anthem, which I thought he did a wonderful job. And I'd love to see a country themed halftime show again. But, and it brought tears to Nick Sirianni's face.
Yeah, streaming tears.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Our streaming partner, Nick Sirianni. Yes, Paul.
I remember a couple of years ago, it was the Minnesota Super Bowl, and the halftime show was Timberlake. And he started in a dark stadium, and they had a spotlight. And he started from one of the portals where the fans go in and out. Obviously, they had security. Yeah. But he was running down steps, mm-hmm. then onto the field and through the people and up to the stage in a pretty dark stadium with just a spot. I'm like, how do you not fall over? Because I'm guessing you can't rehearse it with 80,000 people in the stands.
No, but I did witness him rehearsing it, and then I got a chance to interview him for the pregame show for NBC, and that's where everybody wanted to know if he was going to do a song to Prince. Was he going to honor Prince? That was kind of the big thing because it was in Minnesota. But, you know, Rihanna was good and played her hits, but I don't know. I don't get caught up in that with the halftime. Like, oh, my God, the commercials in the halftime show. I'm okay. Like, I just kind of like, oh, okay. You know, Will Ferrell was in a commercial, Steve Martin in a commercial, Adam Driver.
It's just kind of it seems like cameos are really all the commercials are about now. It's like, hey, look, we squoze 57 celebrities into this ad about dog biscuits.
Yeah.
Like, hey, whoa, look, oh my God, Paul Rudd is in this too? This is amazing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not where I go, oh my God, everybody be quiet, you know, let's listen to the commercial. I'd be like, was that good?
Well, you'd have to be with people to do that first.
That's true. I was by myself. Then, well, no. I did watch the halftime show with my wife.
You can't tell yourself to be quiet. That, like, Dan, would you stop commenting on this stuff?
I'm talking about previous Super Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm just sort of kind of past that. That's why I was watching by myself, because I didn't want to discuss any of that stuff. Were you guys good with Rihanna? Marvin, what did you think?
Yeah, she was great. My wife was ready. She was like, I can't wait for this Rihanna concert.
Oh.
In between this football game.
And she's not going to have any, oh, that concert, because she's not going to be performing after this for a
while. No, when you have $1 billion away from music, I wouldn't perform either.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what she's known for.
Really? Honestly, where does she make, she made money away from music? I don't know.
About that. Well, she's a billionaire.
Honestly, yeah. I don't know. How does she make it?
Yeah, Fenty.
Fenty, yeah. She has like a clothing company that is, oh, yeah, is pretty big.
Yeah, yeah. She's probably,
I haven't picked up a lot of Fenty.
Billionaire, yes. Yeah, right.
You might want to look into it with a wink. So she, I think a lot of people were surprised. They thought that she was going to use this to maybe like announce a new album. Maybe there's a tour coming, things like that. People have been waiting for 5 years now to get Rihanna back on the road, to have her performing and stuff like that. And instead it's like, well, that's going to be at least another year and a half away, maybe 2 years.
Yeah. If I'm her, you don't have to make any more music if you don't want to.
Yeah.
She could be Lauryn Hill.
Just, I thought it was awesome, though. I really liked it.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah,
I like her, though.
Yeah, Mar.
Did you guys like the Caddyshack commercial?
Mm-hmm.
It was as unfunny as the movie.
whoa.
Wow.
I just nice. Like Serena that, Williams. I didn't need Serena Williams in something like that. Tony Romo channeling Bill Murray.
Yeah, nope. Bill Murray probably said no thanks.
Yeah. Well, they... Yeah, I'm sure Bill Murray doesn't want to bring that back. Yes, Tom.
What do you think of John Travolta and the Grease song,
no,
the T-Mobile?
No,
like, do anything?
No, I didn't. I don't. I just. I don't need those things. But you know, those commercials aren't for me. They're for people who probably don't watch football on a regular basis. Yeah, Paul.
John Travolta was with the two guys from Scrubs, Zach Braff and Donald Faison. I think his name. They weren't together when they shot that. That is you. That was definitely superimposed face and stuff. The other one that was kind of like dad joke funny was at the Kia commercial where they need the kid's binky, and he like a high-speed chase. He's being escorted all around. That was like dad joke funny.
Yeah, I miss that one. All righty. Here is Travis Kelce after the Super Bowl win last night.
The biggest difference is it solidifies your greatness. You didn't get lucky once. It wasn't just a beginner's luck or however you guys want to call it. We won. We took it 2 years in a row, or not 2 years in a row, two out of four. There you go.
Okay. It feels like Travis Kelce's fighting the world here for some reason. Nobody gave us a chance. Nobody thought we'd be here. No, I mean, all right. Look, if you have to create something that may not be real, that's okay. I mean, they're a great team. He's a Hall of Fame player, Hall of Fame coach, Hall of Fame quarterback. You know, you put those ingredients in there, it's hard to pick against a team like that. And I know... I don't know who the analyst was who said they wouldn't even win the West. And maybe there were a couple, but I just thought, you know, they lost Tyreek Hill, and then we wondered what that team was going to be like. They became better losing the fastest man in the NFL. Credit to them. Yeah, Marv.
On a note with the Kelces, my wife says, wait, that's Travis Kelce's brother? She's like, oh, they definitely sat at different lunch tables in high school. I said, oh, for sure.
Yeah, I think as Jason ate the lunch table. He a big dude.
Just the haircuts alone.
Yeah.
My cousin was like, he definitely sat at a different lunch table.
Joe in Atlantic City leads us off this hour. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. Good morning. And I will not say suck it back row because I really love those guys.
Okay.
But I have a different take probably, and I may have a reason as to why that call at the end of the game was so much different than the call in the beginning of the game. I think it goes back to those all-star crews. If you have a ref who works with one crew all year long and they don't make calls the same way that the other crews make calls, and because of the different angles that the one ref has from the other ref, I believe that had a lot to do with why those calls were made. If you had the same crew working together, who worked together all year, I believe that things would have been a little different. But again, it goes back to those all-star crews.
Yeah, and I've railed against that. That I just think if you have a great crew, then honor the great crew and let them do the Super Bowl. Because they work well together. And then you can discuss with one another. Then egos don't get involved in this. Like, hey, I've been doing this 23 years. And hey, I've been doing this for 31 years. You're not going to tell me. You're not going to embarrass me. I'll go back to the Saints and the Rams game, the controversial finish. I truly believe if you had just a regular crew working together, they would have protected one another to get the call right. And that's when you huddle up and say, hey, by the way, hey, this is what I saw. And if you have the all-star crew, I don't know if you do that because you're like, hey, I'm an all-star. I'm an all-star. And I'm an all-star. Everybody gets territorial. It felt that way. Philip in Florida. Hi, Philip. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. 5'10" and a soft 220. My worst of the weekend was, of course, the late penalty that everybody else has already referenced. But my best was me actually planning ahead last week so I could take today off, watch your show from my own man cave.
Oh, well, thank you, Philip. That's a veteran move on your part. Are people working today? Are they off school?
I think everybody's still business as usual.
Oh, there's no holiday today?
Isn't it? I don't think so.
Huh. For some reason, I thought that today was a holiday. Yeah, Mark.
I think next Monday.
Oh, next?
Is President's Day.
Oh, okay. Well, why didn't they switch it? Well, you can't switch President's Day, but
You can. There's no reason it has to be on that one day.
Oh, like, are you sure?
I mean, it doesn't really need to exist at all, really. Really, when you think about it.
Those guys, I had a lot of good luck
already. I don't know why we got to recognize the presidents.
Isn't like the rest of your life after getting elected President's Day?
Are you guys going to celebrate President's Day? Yeah, we'll get around to it.
Another Hallmark invented holiday.
Yeah. I think Bill Clinton's walking around going, about
I
time.
I want to feel appreciated.
About time I got to celebrate it. Yeah.
Me and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Winners.
Unappreciated.
Yeah. Nobody believed in us. Yes, Todd.
Why can't we have like Speaker of the House Day or Minority Leader Day the day after the Super Bowl so we could all be off after being up late partying?
Yeah. Senate Whip Day.
Speaker of the House Day.
Yeah. This happens to be the Monday after the Super Bowl. I don't know why they did that.
All right. Take a break. Troy Aikman joins us next here on the Dan Patrick Show. The internet's one of the best tools for making and keeping connections with people, right? But you should also be careful if any of your connections become more serious or turn romantic. Some cyber thieves are experts at manipulating our desires for love and attention into scams designed to steal our identities. And of course, with Valentine's Day coming up, it's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. That's why you need to protect your identity, and you can do so with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats that you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name, crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you do become a victim, there is a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist who will help to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Starts right here. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18+, 21+, in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Seton, did we change the poll question for hour two?
We sure did, Dan.
Okay. Did you tell me what we changed it to?
No, we got off on a tangent about federal holidays, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
President's Day.
Yeah, we're going with this one. If you were betting, Patrick Mahomes will win two or more Super Bowls in the next 9 years or not win another Super Bowl. This is one from Paulie.
All right. Yeah, Paul.
This is based on Tom Brady having three Super Bowl wins and then going on a nine-year, it's hard to say the word drought, but for him, he went 9 years without winning one.
Yeah, I view that similar. Like Tiger Woods, he had a 10-year window where he was incredible, and then had a 10-year window where he didn't win anything. And I thought, what's more amazing, that he went 10 years without winning or what he did in those 10 years? Now, that's an individual in an individual sport, so it's different than Tom Brady. But I would bet that Patrick Mahomes will have at least one more Super Bowl or two. And we also have the Troy Aikman game that Paulie said, I didn't know we had a Troy Aikman game before we talked to Troy. Yes, Paulie.
Very exciting to have Troy Aikman day after the Super Bowl. So the game is, where did Troy Aikman watch the Super Bowl yesterday? And we have no knowledge.
Okay.
I'd like to go first.
Okay.
I bet Troy hosted a small get-together, but maybe a local restaurant. Run out of room. He doesn't want a bunch of riffraff messing up his nice
but
house.
But do you have to have a football, like a Wunderlich test, before you get into Troy's party so he doesn't have to answer stupid questions?
That's a great idea.
Okay.
I'm going to go local restaurant he hosted.
Okay. Fritzy.
I think somewhere in Dallas. So like maybe a big sports bar or something.
No, that wouldn't happen. Yes, Seton.
I think Troy went to the game.
Okay.
I think he was there.
Huh. I don't think he went. Mark.
Alone in his house.
Alone in his house.
Okay.
I'm going to say with family at maybe in Cabo. How about that? Maybe he's with Joe Buck in Cabo. Let's bring in Troy Aikman, who's playing the Troy Aikman game. Troy, where did you watch the game?
I watched it in Santa Barbara. I've got a place here. Watched it with some friends. So I typically, a little bit of some accuracy on all your all's parts. I usually have a party back at my place in Dallas, invite a bunch of people over, but I did not do that this year. But I got a chance to actually sit and watch the game, so it was good.
But do people bother you when you host a party?
No. If I thought they would, I wouldn't invite them to the party.
Okay. Do you like that idea of a Wunderlich test to get into a Troy Aikman party?
Yeah, I hadn't heard it put quite like that, but I do like that, Dan. That's good. It's genius on your part. That's going to start happening next year.
I like that. Joining us on behalf of 8 Elite Light Beer, and a lot's happened with this lager that you brought to the marketplace, certainly in the state of Texas.
Yeah, we've just had our 1 year anniversary. So, you know, you were a part of it, of course, when I came on the show last year at the Super Bowl and talked about it and hoping that it would be received the way that we hoped that it might. And it has been. So we've surpassed all of our expectations. It's been very well received. Obviously, as you know, it's a light lager, 90 calories, 2.6 carbs for people that are active. And now we're looking at moving it into other markets, and we're excited about that. So year two, as is always the case, we're not the new kid on the block anymore, and we've got a lot of work left ahead of us.
Somebody sent me a six-pack of your beer a couple of weeks ago. Do you know?
I'm hoping you don't still have five left, Dan.
No, but there was a six-pack on my doorstep here at the Man Cave.
Good.
But I don't know who sent it.
Well, we sent it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
You're welcome.
Well, we polished it off that day.
Yeah, good.
Oh,
good,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. I was like, you left kittens on a doorstep. And I'm like, oh, I got send a 12-pack next time, okay? What were you thinking at halftime last night?
Well, I mean, I don't. Depends on how you're looking at it, from whose perspective. What I thought was that a lot of really good things had happened for Philadelphia, and I also knew, as was the conversation throughout the last couple of weeks, that with Patrick Mahomes, there's not a lead that's really, you know, that insurmountable. We had them when they played against the 49ers. We called that game. Joe and I did, so we certainly understand it. The looking at the game, Dan, the thing that I was most impressed with sitting there watching it was just how good Kansas City's offensive line was. I just didn't feel like at any point. Now, there were some times, you know, Mahomes had to move around, but that's every week, every quarterback. But I thought for a vaunted pass rush like Philadelphia had to not come away with a sack and really not impact that game, I thought that was the real key in the Chiefs being able to win the game.
There were a couple of moments. We'll get to the holding penalty, but there were a couple of moments where I thought the Eagles' defense was really confused by a couple of different sets that the Chiefs had.
Yeah.
Now, had they shown any of those sets previous to this game, in your opinion?
You're talking about in the red zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think that. I didn't think what they did on those plays, Dan. They weren't that challenging. I mean, those are staple plays down in the red zone where you start a guy like you're going to, you know, jet sweep him across, or he's going to drag across the field. He comes out of it. They're good calls. They're expected man coverage. That's what they get. And the Eagles didn't play it very well, you know, and a lot of that is simply that's where the speed of the Chiefs comes in. Because those guys are so fast that in order to be able to keep up with them down there when you're trying to run with them across the field, you kind of got to get a head start on them. So that's why they get out ahead. Well, then they pivot and they come back out of it twice and for easy touchdowns. So the other part of that, of course, was the red zone efficiency of Kansas City. I mean, they came away with touchdowns once they got down there.
Mahomes in the second half, what was he seeing that made it so much simpler than the first half?
Well, I think what happens, especially in a big game, it happens every week, but especially when you get into a game like the Super Bowl, and granted, even though Mahomes has played in prior Super Bowls, it's still a little bit of a different animal. So I think that when you start the game, things are going pretty fast. You don't always see things as clearly, and then as the game goes along, it slows down, and it becomes much like any other game at that point. And I felt that in the second half, you know, not that he struggled that much in the first half. I thought he was pretty good throughout, but I just felt that he was seeing the field really well, was getting time to throw, more importantly. And then the other part of it as well is I thought, you know, my thoughts on Kansas City going into the game was you knew what Philadelphia wanted to do, and they wanted to run the ball. You know what Kansas City likes to do, and they like to throw the ball. And why wouldn't they when Mahomes is their quarterback? But I've seen them when they've run the ball and they've been highly successful. And I was wondering if Andy Reid would be willing to stick with that. And he was. I felt they had to be balanced to take the pressure off this offensive line. And I thought it was just a textbook offensive game plan and the way that he called it throughout that game last night.
Talking to Troy Aikman, Jalen Hurts, aside from the fumble, those are some big time plays in the biggest game of your life. What did you think?
Big time plays. Dallas Goedert made some amazing catches in that game. I thought, you know, Philadelphia has nothing to be ashamed of. That's the disappointing thing when you get into the Super Bowl and you lose. But I will say this, that, and I'd said it during the week on another show that I was on, and I think it's really true. Jimmy Johnson would always say to us before these games, it's not who makes the most big plays, it's who makes the fewest bad plays. When you're talking about big games. And when you look at this game, and I really felt that that would be the story. Everybody talks about the plays this guy can make or that guy can make. And so many times it's who makes the fewest bad plays. And that bad play by Jalen Hurts obviously ended up being the difference in the score.
Yeah, because I thought it felt like they should have been up more than 10.
I agree.
I agree.
They had dominated the first half in a lot of ways. And didn't fully take advantage of that. And when you're playing against good teams, especially good teams quarterbacked by one of the real greats, those things come back to haunt you.
All right, let's get to the holding call that was called on James Bradberry. We've had athletes who've joined us, current, former, and you guys just want a consistent game called. Like, you know, right, what's going to be called and what's not going to be called. And then that one kind of came out of nowhere. There were no holding calls in that game. And then all of a sudden, we have that. You have any problem with that call?
Well, it was interesting because when Fox replayed it and then Mike Pereira got on, initially when they replayed it, I didn't think they went to the start of really kind of where the hold that was called took place.
Yep.
So I agreed with Mike saying, hey, if you go back and you show it sooner in the route, and then they showed it, and I just didn't see what I thought I saw initially. Now, I will say I don't think there was a great look at it. I think there was one angle. I didn't see a good look at a real hold for that moment in the game. So I personally didn't like the call. I don't know, though, Dan, if you say, hey, you can't make that call at that point in the game. I don't know that I agree with that premise, because I think holding is holding, and that's what the official's job is. You have to be willing to make a call if, in fact, it happened. But from what I could tell and what I saw, I didn't think there was enough there to basically hand the Super Bowl over to Kansas City. The game was over at that point. I didn't feel like there was – to me, it had to be pretty egregious to where there was just no doubt. And I think the fact that we're sitting here having this conversation, and I'm sure people are all across the country, probably tells you there wasn't quite enough there.
Yeah, Dean Blandino, Fox's rules analyst, going to join us here coming up in a little bit. Also, the longer halftime show, it seemed like that would have benefited Mahomes, who had the tender ankle. And that must feel interminable when you're just sitting there. And did you get to hear the music at all? Did you care who the halftime show was in your Super Bowls?
No, couldn't care less. I probably, my first Super Bowl was probably the best halftime show in the history of Super Bowls, and that was Michael Jackson. All I wanted to do was win a Super Bowl, Dan. I know what that meant. I know what that meant to a quarterback. Now, Michael Irvin, on the other hand, he says that he went out and snuck out there to where he could watch the halftime show, and I don't remember that, but I'm not at all surprised by that. You know, that would be expected.
If you had input on the Cowboys in the offseason, let's say one or two things that you said to Jerry Jones, you got to do this, or Stan Pat, whatever it is. What would you say?
Yeah, I think they've got to. I don't think they addressed the wide receiver position. When Amari Cooper left, I've always said, Dan, back when I was playing, that your offense is only as good as your third receiver. And now I would say that might very well be you're only as good as your fourth receiver. And it doesn't have to be a wide receiver. It could be a tight end. But you've got to have four pretty solid weapons in today's game if you're going to be the offense that you really need to be to move the football. And so they lose Amari Cooper. Michael Gallup was coming off a major knee injury. You know, he wasn't the same guy that we had seen from him. The workload really came down to CeeDee Lamb. So I believe that they will. They tried to when they brought in T.Y. Hilton. There was talk about Odell Beckham. They recognized, I think, throughout the year where they were limited. And now I think the running back, they're going to have to make some hard decisions in addition to that, to players that have been impactful for them, and do they keep them? Guys, for instance, like Zeke Elliott, you know, what's going to happen with him?
Wright Thompson did a wonderful profile on Joe Montana during Super Bowl week. And Joe was forever the greatest quarterback of all time. And then Tom Brady blew by him. And Wright Thompson pointed out that Joe kind of struggling with that, like you lose your identity as the greatest quarterback of all time. As we see, you know, the game get farther and farther away from guys like you who have played, like, do you ever worry about your place? You're a Hall of Famer, but do you ever worry about, like, where you are in history?
Well, I would say this, Dan, that for, I've got that article. I haven't yet read it. I've heard it's fantastic, so I'm excited, really excited about reading it. I also, Joe Montana was in the league when I came into the league. I watched him when I was in high school and college. I've always felt for the longest time that he was the greatest to have ever done it. And then you lose sight of guys like Otto Graham and those type players that we just didn't get a chance to see. And then I called the game when Tom Brady won his fifth Super Bowl. And I said at that time, I don't think we can dispute it now. This is the greatest that's ever done it. And then he's gone on, of course, and then really solidified that opinion. Am I worried? Dan, no one's ever thought I was the greatest. So this is real easy for me. This is, you know, it's never been that important to me on where I've placed in the list of great quarterbacks. I'm proud of my career. I went into the Hall of Fame. I joined the Cowboys. I was drafted by the Cowboys to win Super Bowls. I was able to win three of them. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. I mean, in my opinion, that's all that matters, because that's why we play and that's why we were drafted and that's why we get paid, is to go win championships. And I was able to win three of them. And that stacks up pretty good in the history of quarterbacks. But beyond that, if somebody says, hey, you know, you don't deserve this, or I don't really care. I'm broadcasting, you know, I'm broadcasting games. I'm not the guy who really wants to sit back and talk about 25 years ago. It's just never been really my thing. And people say, really? Well, why is that? And I said, well, you know, it'd almost be like if every person who's listening to this, if they were told, you know, hey, let's go back and talk about your junior high days and what those meant to you. And you say, man, they were fun times, but, you know, I've kind of moved on from then. And so that's where I'm at. I don't pay a lot of attention to all that. I admire the great quarterbacks and the people that are doing it. Where I'm at and all of that is really pretty irrelevant.
You got one quarterback to win one game and you can't pick you.
I would, it's a great question. I would say I would either take Joe Montana. I'd probably take Joe Montana. I think Tom Brady would be a close second, but I saw Joe do things. Of course, we've all seen Tom do it as well. One of those two guys, I'd probably go with Joe.
It's great to talk to you again, and good luck with the beer. It's called 8 Elite Light Lager, and it's Troy Aikman, done an incredible job the first year and starting to branch out, building the fastest independent beer ever launched in the state of Texas. Troy, great to talk to you. Have a great off season.
Thank you, Dan. Always a pleasure.
That's T-Roy Aikman. We'll come back. Dean Blandino from Fox Sports, the rules official, will join us after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events,
You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More phone calls coming up as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. We will give you ours as well. Dean Blandino, Fox NFL rules analyst and former vice president of officiating for the NFL. He was part of Fox's Super Bowl pregame show. He joins us on the program. Dean, thanks for getting up. If I gave you a grade, you were going to give me a grade for the first 59 minutes of officiating in the last minute of the Super Bowl, would those grades be the same for the officials?
I think they would. I thought overall the game, they officiated a good game for the most part. I think the calls were right. But obviously when you have a call like that at the end of a game, that's going to be controversial. It felt like we were robbed of a classic finish, right? And I think that's what people are upset about is, you know, throw the flag in that situation. We go from the Chiefs most likely kicking the go-ahead field goal and then Jalen Hurts and the Eagles getting the ball back. Instead, we got two kneel downs, running out the clock, a field goal. And I think that's part of the debate today is, do you throw the flag in that situation?
Would you?
To me, it's hard to sit there and watch James Bradbury grab the jersey and say that's not a foul. I mean, there's no way I can sit here and say it's not a foul for holding. And if it's a foul in the first quarter, it has to be a foul in the fourth quarter. You want to be consistent. You don't want your officials to be officiating the situation. They have to compartmentalize and say, okay, I'm going to officiate this play. And if there's a foul, I have to call it. But again, I think we all felt, myself included as a fan, if I'm wondering if he doesn't throw the flag in that situation, are we even talking about that play? It's one of probably not. But when you watch the replay and you see the jersey grab, that by rule is a foul.
Players just want consistency. Yeah. And there were no holding calls prior to that in the first 59 minutes. And then all of a sudden you have one there. If it's true you can call holding on every call, then how do you arbitrate that? How do you go, no, that's I'm not going to call that. Explain that to me.
That's the biggest challenge. You know, there was a play early, it might have been Kansas City's first or second drive on third down, where it looked like the Eagles got away with a hold, a pass interference. And I'm sure you could go back and see similar actions throughout the game. And I'm sure that's, you know, that's what people are doing right now. Biggest challenge in officiating, it's that consistency piece that if you're going to let it go the whole game, you can't throw the flag in a critical situation. You want to be officiating the same standard the entire game. Now, I haven't gone through the entire coaching tape and looked at every play yet. And if there were a bunch of holds that were missed, then why are we calling that one at the end and not calling those others? Because that's what we all want, consistency.
Explain to me having all-star crews as opposed to honoring just a great crew during the regular season.
Yeah, this has been a debate, and we've gone back and forth, my time at the officiating department, my colleague at Fox Sports, Mike Pereira, and the crew. I like the cohesion of the crew. I like the crew working together. The communication is better. If you and I work together all year, we're going to know what each other's thinking, and we're not going to have to kind of learn. There's the learning curve is not as steep, but there's something to be said for having your best officials in your toughest and most important games. I still think there's a balance. I think you need that crew continuity. I think whenever you can keep the crews intact, there's a grading system and evaluation system. They're put into tiers. This is something that's negotiated with the NFL Referees Association. They want the individual-based system in the postseason, and that was negotiated in the CBA. So the league is kind of – their hands are tied on this, but, again, you do have some flexibility in taking your top-rated officials but keeping the crews together whenever possible.
Is there anybody that gets together with the officials prior to the playoffs or prior to a Super Bowl and say, let's not make the game about us, let's fewer calls? Is that message sent?
Well, I wouldn't say the message of fewer calls is sent, but I think that the general philosophy, as long as I've been involved, and I know it predates me, is that officiating is not to be the story, right? We don't want to interject ourselves into the game. We don't want to be overly technical, but you have to throw flags when they're there. And there's this misconception of we're going to let the players decide the game. And people tend to think, okay, that means don't throw flags. But if you don't throw flags, then inevitably, teams pick up on that. They're going to get aggressive, especially in the secondary with defensive holding and things like that. And they're going to gain an unfair advantage. I mean, that's why we have, you know, speeding tickets, you know, on highways. And if there was no fear of getting a speeding ticket, we'd all be driving. Maybe I'm speaking for myself. I know I'd be driving 100 miles an hour. But it's just one of those things that you never want the officiating to be the story, but never in my time has anyone said, hey, we're not going to throw flags today. We're going to let them play, because you allow a team to gain an advantage when you do that, when you go into a game like that.
Have you ever gone to a Super Bowl party with a group of people and they find out what you used to do?
Yes, yes.
How annoying.
Any party, really.
How annoying is that?
I love talking about football, but especially now when we've gone through, I can't think how many weeks and months. Like, I'm on the plane ride home, if somebody, hey, what do you do? I'm just I'm an accountant. And, you know, I'm something that has nothing to do with football.
Dean, thanks for getting up with us. We appreciate your explanations there.
You got it, Dan.
That's Dean Blandino, Fox NFL rules analyst. He was part of Fox's Super Bowl pregame show. Tough job. I get it. But they sign up for it. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug.
Dan, my best and worst of the weekend, the worst is about the Super Bowl, but the best was I had a chance to watch this new Bill Russell documentary on Netflix. I'm not much of a basketball fan. I did not know what he endured in Boston. If you think of Birmingham and you think of the South as racist centers, but to see his house trashed like that.
Yep.
And the other great thing about that documentary is I'm calling from Wilmington, North Carolina, home of Michael Jordan. I never heard of Sam Jones, who is also from Wilmington, so I became like a Sam Jones fan this weekend. Worst of the weekend was that stupid Blue Moon commercial during the Super Bowl. Who spends $7 million to talk 28 seconds about two of your competitors? And then just to mention, I'm not a marketing major. It just seemed like a waste of money to me.
Thank you, Doug.
Because a marketing major would know that those three brands are owned by the same company. Yes. Therefore, they're not wasting any of their money. They're getting three companies into one. But that's okay, though. That's okay, though.
Against the grain.
Yeah. Because who really would be stupid enough to spend 28 seconds of that talking about competitors and then be like, oh, yeah, us too. Anywho.
Other than that.
Yeah. Not to mention that they're one of our sponsors on their show.
Very proud sponsor.
Yes, they are. We got it on tap here in the man cave. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend coming up, final hour of the show. I don't know, looking back on, you know, Dean Blandino said, look, if you're going to call it, you got to call it, doesn't matter what. You don't want to call those things or have a game decided on it, but you had to call that, the hold. Did you? Another thing I want to talk about, the quarterback sneaks with the Eagles where you're allowed to push Jalen Hurts. I wonder if the NFL looks at this in the offseason and says, you can't do that anymore. That was quite an advantage last night. Final hour, right after this. One more item. We close out hour two. It's great to be in Arizona and meet a lot of our great partners, including Tire Rack. We've been telling you about Tire Rack. They've been crushing it for over 40 years now. Knowledge, passion, experts, they've got it all. Just a click or phone call away. You will love the website. There's so much information there. And also, if you answer a couple of questions, you get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. And they sell only the best brands in the business. And that means the Kumho Exta Tire, the All Season Crugen lineup, the off-road capable Kumho Road Venture light truck tire. They've got it all with ratings and reviews and test results. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. It's fast free shipping and delivery in as little as one day. Tire installation can come to your home or office. That is game changer. It's tire changer. I'm telling you, TireRack.com/Dan see for yourself. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.